Inspector Verage speaking.
Hi, I'm not sure if I've got the right number. I want to report a case of animal cruelty.
Yes, do you have that right?
I'll speak to you.
Yeah.
So this is happening on a sort of small holding near Melkbos in Bloberg area, Melkbos brand of champagne. It's a little farm set up. They have a riding school there, but they also run a kennel for cats and dogs where people can drop their animals off for holidays. Those dogs, when they come there to the kennels, it's called Akubra kennels, they just get left in the kennel the whole day in the cage. They don't even come out once. They stay in a cage the whole time. They're not being looked after. They're not being fed properly. That's the one thing. And then the owner who runs the kennels and also the riding school, she's got about 12 Richbacks that are her own Richbacks. These dogs attack the horses. There was an incident last week where a horse got very badly injured because three of them attacked the horse. And they've also bitten the farm workers. And the farm workers are too scared to go to the police because they're worried they're going to lose their jobs.
Okay, so now you see with that, the biking in that, it's only the farm workers that can go to the law enforcement, and then law enforcement will come out there, right? You said it's a small holding?
I can give you the address.
Yeah. Give me the address.
Okay, so it's called Tandeka Stables, Tandeka Stables.
T-H-A-N.
D-E-K-A, Tandeka Stables. It's number 5 Plain Sota Rafir, Zoute, Sota Rafir.
Of the Tandek.
Tandeka Stables.
Street name?
Excuse me?
The name of the street with these?
5 Plain Sota Rafir.
Plainer?
Sota, Zoute, Sota Rafir.
Plainer, Z-O?
U-T-E, Rafir. Z-O-U-T-E, Sota. Rafir. Melkbos. Hello?
Yeah, Tandeka Stables, Kenya Zoto Rafir. What is your name?
My name is Cindy.
Telephone number?
Sorry, your cell phone number for
mine
or the lady's name?
No, your number.
073-715-9718.
Okay.
But sir, someone needs to go there. These animals are not being looked after. It's very dirty. It stinks. You just hear them barking the whole time. They're in the cage the whole time. And the owner's own dogs are attacking farm workers and horses. Someone needs to stop them.
It's an independent kennel, right? Yeah.
Yes. They are called Akubra, A-K-U. A-K-U-B-R-A, Akubra Kennels. So she runs two businesses on this farm. The one is the riding and the horses, and the other one is Akubra Kennels, the dog kennel.
I just said Akubra?
A-K-U-B-R-A.
P-R-A.
B for banana, R for red, A for Africa. Akubra.
Okay.
But it's the same address.
No problem.
So seriously, the farm workers are too scared to go to the police. They've been beaten up by the owner's husband. The dogs attack them. They need the job. They need the money. They're not going to go to the police. But if they're being abused, as are the dogs and the horses.
Okay, so So please pick up the below location of a boarding kennel. Kennel is the second. Boarding kennel and boarding stables for horses.
Yeah.
The facility is dirty.
Sorry?
So the owner does not clean the facility. The animals. Adequate food, I would say, yeah?
Yeah, and keeps it caged.
Mm.
No exercise, no nothing. It takes money from the owners.
Mm. So she's got 7 dogs of her own.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
How many dogs has she got for herself or no?
She must have about 12 Richbeck. She collects Richbecks, Richbeck breed. These big brown dogs. They're very aggressive. They've bitten the farm workers. A lot of people have seen it.
Okay. We will send an inspector out there to come and have a look. What I did was I sent an SMS now with a case reference number, and then feedback will be provided for you as well, Mom.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.